This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 21st, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Just hours after U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters announced new fan-out departure options for airliners leaving New York and Philadelphia airports were taking effect immediately, the National Air Traffic Controllers Association warned that affected air traffic controllers got no advance warning and only minutes of training. NATCA President Patrick Forey said the controllers, who were in the best position to spot any issues the plan would create, were left out of the planning process. Quote, "What we have now, courtesy of the FAA, are all the ingredients for an aviation catastrophe, and it both saddens and infuriates me," unquote. Newark controllers say there's a potential for conflicts between the aircraft on the new headings and the small private aircraft flying near Linden Airport, which is 5 miles to the southwest and right in the path of the new headings. NATCA also says the new headings aren't on the charts yet, requiring controllers to advise pilots of those new headings. In a recent question and answer session with the Dallas Morning News, Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly said Southwest is likely to be involved in industry consolidation, but only as a buyer. For the moment, Kelly says Southwest is interested in doing the best it can in an industry he calls very tenuous and not prepared for a looming slowdown in the U.S. economy. Quote, "It'll be an interesting 2008, unquote. On Thursday, Boeing and India's Hindustan Aeronautics Limited signed a 10-year memorandum of understanding intended to bring more than $1 billion in new aerospace manufacturing work to India. The agreement also includes sharing key Boeing business and manufacturing tools with HAL. Boeing will support HAL in developing production of hardware for Boeing and its subcontractors. Boeing will also provide management training to the extent regulators and its own policies allow. Hindustan Aeronautics Limited has 18 production units and 9 research and design centers in India, with 32,000 employees. The U.S. Air Force's KCX tanker competition looks now like it could drag on into the spring. Reuters reports Air Force Acquisition Officer Lieutenant General Donald Hoffman told reporters on Thursday, quote, "We'll take whatever amount of time it takes to get to the right answer," unquote. Boeing appeared to have had a contract in 2003 to sell and lease 100 KC-767 tankers to the Air Force for over $23 billion. But Pentagon officials learned former Air Force Chief Negotiator Darlene Dryan was hired as a Boeing vice president before the deal was consummated. She later pleaded guilty to criminal charges. The current bidding includes Boeing with its KC-767, which is based on the 767 airliner, and Northrop Grumman and Eads, challenging with a variant on the Airbus A330, which can serve as a tanker, troop carrier, or transport aircraft. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. NASA will wait until after Christmas to set a shuttle launch timetable. An astronaut in orbit mourns the death of his mom on Earth. And Airbus has new instructions for routine tests of its composite rudders. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today my guest is Ray Jarowski, Senior Aerospace Analyst at Forecast International. We'll discuss why turboprops are making a comeback and how industry trend forecasts are prepared. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. Starting Monday, our long-form Aero briefing and the Aero News special feature will be on hiatus for a few days. Both will return to a regular schedule on Wednesday, January 2, 2008. This short-form touch-and-go will still be here every weekday except Christmas and New Year's Day to keep you up to date on breaking stories. And you can always find 24/7 coverage on our website in print form at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.